It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 10th. I'm your host, Tarn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
You know, I was actually doing a lot better when I went to bed last night and everything was normal. And then I woke up this morning and it was like, oh, they were very active in the night. So
yes, active in a surprising way, yes. Here as we talk through everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 66 in the house. And this will probably be quick, mostly because they are already up and they are talking as we speak, having a very important conversation.
Yes.
So we're gonna get this in and out of the way as quickly as possible. We have more information here than you might have thought that we would have. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, because surprise, they had a very early morning veto competition the morning of day 67. We are talking about day 66, but the veto has been won and they are currently talking about what that means on the feeds. So we're going to quickly get you through day 66, update you on the veto winner, and then I'll be back tomorrow to tell you what might happen with the veto.
Yes, and thankfully you and Maggie touched on a lot of what happened yesterday, super early morning, so we can get through this update quickly.
Yes. Basically, we're going to start the day after the early morning stuff. They slept in for a while. Monty is going to go ahead and nominate Brittany and Alyssa. That was the plan. Brittany and Alyssa go up. Monty was telling everybody something different, but mostly the one consistent line was, it's going to be fluid. We're going to ride it out, see what happens. So he's going to, in fact, nominate Brittany and Alyssa. And then really the only real thing through the day is just more talk about Brittany, where Monty's going to ask Brittany about some of the things that that were shared about Brittany's game. She says that Alyssa is the one that approached her about working with the women. She did not propose a final two with Turner. She only talked to him about Michael needing to go. These things are actually pretty true. She never actually did like propose a final two with anyone. She only ever said like, hey, jury prospects, we need each other. But of course, that indicates that you're, that's like the prelude to proposing a final two.
Yeah, one, the problem is when Brittany truly runs her mouth all of the time with everybody, that comes back to bite you and can cause problems later on.
Mm-hmm. So Monty also talks to Alyssa. He asks her about the Women's Alliance. She says she was not the one to propose it. She says Brittany is the one that was pushing things more. She says Taylor was very quiet in the situation. And then we get Brittany talking to the cameras, talking about how she played very poorly. She says she was willing to get second place to Michael. And she wishes she had played the game differently, but maybe she can at least still get second place.
Yeah, she would love to get second place or America's Favorite. She knows she's not going to get America's Favorite, so she wants to get second place to try and start a family.
Yes. And then Monty talks to Taylor and lets her know about the conversations with Brittany and Alyssa. He says, you know, it's just getting tough to keep Brittany around. It's tough to justify that decision. Taylor says, well, for what it's worth, you know, if Alyssa's trying to pin the women thing on Brittany, it really was Alyssa that was pushing the women thing, which is true. Not that she blames her for trying, like, you know, she had nothing else at the time. They talk about what could happen if Alyssa or Brittany wins the veto. Monty says that if Taylor or Brittany win the veto, then that would force his hand and he would have to put Turner up. And that wouldn't be a bad thing.
I understand where Monty's coming from, but I just find we're at final five, and to just hear like a strong player talk about, well, I guess only if I'm forced will I make, I just, I'm bored, you know? I'd just like to hear more.
I'm like burning through the day because like the only thing that matters is the veto, but there's not as much to talk about once we get to the veto.
Yeah. For the record, like Taryn's already at like 8 p.m. Big Brother time and it's been 5.5 minutes.
Yeah. And then, I mean, basically they're just going to group chat for the rest of the day. Like there's not a lot here to talk about. I guess one interesting thing was that apparently some of them were told to watch, because we were curious about this in the preseason, like weirdly, a lot of them had seen Big Brother Canada 6. Apparently, because that's because some of them were told specifically to watch Big Brother Canada 6, the most infamously poorly edited season of the show. Granted, you know, still a season full of very fluid gameplay, which I think might explain some of the gameplay of this season.
Listen, all I'm hearing is there's a chance that some of these people might know who I am when they get out of the house. They'd be like, who is that bitch that didn't make it in?
Mm.
That's me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like truly a lot of the conversation all day was like just super circular. Like, this is what Brittany said. This is what Alyssa said. This is what Taylor said. It did seem to be creating a pattern of Taylor being a little bit more insulated because Monty's not really believing what's said, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the night. I mean, it seems as though things are like just going to play out in a very slow, boring way. And then in the wee hours of the morning, of day 67, the feeds go down to animals. What's going on?
Yeah.
And then they come back up and the veto competition has been played and Brittany has won the final five power veto.
When I saw a tweet this morning that said Brittany won the power of veto, I was like, is BB Daily doing pranks now? Like, I was like, they just did noms. Like, what's happening? I don't understand. But no, it was real and it happened. And Brittany will be in the final four.
There it is. Yes, Brittany will be in the final four, competing both in HOH and in the veto competition. This is her second final five veto win.
Look at that. Well, and so I just am so curious about this. And apparently when Brittany found out she won, she screamed, "That's for you, Michael." And I'm like, Brittany, remember what Michael did like 2 days ago?
Yes. So Brittany has won the veto, and this puts us in a weird situation because Brittany will, of course, use the veto on herself, and Monty will have to decide between Turner and Taylor who he wants to put up as her replacement. Brittany is going to talk with Taylor. We're going to talk about that conversation. Oh, one of the things that they talked about in that conversation was that apparently Turner was roughly 10 seconds away from winning this veto. It was really down to the wire. Of course, if Turner wins this veto, he uses it on Alyssa, forces Brittany and Taylor on the block, and then Alyssa and him could have just straight up voted Taylor out if they wanted. This certainly wasn't the best case scenario for Taylor to be now in the line of fire, but it was almost much, much worse.
Yeah, it was not the worst case scenario. And also, apparently, Monty didn't get to play veto. Did you see that, Taryn, this morning?
I have not seen that.
I've seen it, but obviously, like, we weren't watching feeds because they were down for the comp. So I don't know. But that's what everyone's saying. So if that's the case, that's weird.
That is very weird.
I don't know for sure. Yeah, I don't know for sure if that's even true. I've just seen a lot of people saying it on Twitter and in the chat. So I'm just like, don't know. That's weird.
They're talking about it on the feeds right now, apparently. Again, there's literally a conversation happening right now.
Yeah. I wish I was watching that. Like, Taryn, I love talking to you, love talking about the feeds. I'd rather be watching this conversation right now.
That's wild. He didn't play. That's what chat is saying. He's talking about it right now. Was there any explanation as to why he didn't play? Because I mean, man, what a mess production has been all season long.
And it's just like, make it make sense.
I like even slept through the comp.
Yeah, but that is such a ridiculous thing to say. Apparently, there was a 2 minute wake up call. I'm sorry. You're telling me that Monty wasn't allowed to play the veto because he was in the bathroom? That doesn't make any sense.
What kind of like dollar store production are they running here?
Like, oh, I'm sorry. Was nobody at work who could go grab him and make him play? I'm sorry.
We're at the final five of this entire season, that this is one of the most important competitions in the entire season. And they're like, oh, sorry, you needed to go pee pee. Then you don't get to play.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Monty. I know we're playing this veto a full day earlier than our regular schedule for no apparent reason, but nope, you can just stay in bed, have a little nap.
This is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
I just like this. I'm sorry, this can't be real. This can't be real.
How are they going to show this on the episode? Like, oh, he was in the bathroom. There was nothing we could do.
Yeah, but when you're locked in a house away from the outside world, there's absolutely nothing production can do to create that opportunity. He was peeing for too long. How long is a human peeing that you missed the veto?
That's wild. I mean, if this was like actually part of the game, I'd be into it. Like, hey, we could call you for a competition at any second, and if you don't get there, you don't get to play. Like, that's I like that as a concept, but not as that's clearly not the concept here.
No, maybe it's been true all season long and everybody just made it for every competition. But this time, you had to pee too much, too long.
This is ridiculous. And now he's in this is a tough spot for him. He has to betray one of his allies because he wasn't able to compete and potentially win this veto. Oh, and he wasn't able to compete in this veto to put another comp on his resume. Like, this is absurd.
this can't be real. I refuse to believe that it's real.
Oh boy. All right. Well, man.
It just goes to show you expect the unexpected.
Expect the expected. Expect the worst possible behavior from production.
Oh, man. Like, even in BB Can, where the HOH hasn't been playing Vito, by Final Five, they play Vito. Okay. I've truly never...
Literally, somebody on production was like, oh, man, I gotta go. I've got a haircut scheduled for 6 a.m. We gotta get this done. Monty's not out yet. Screw him.
The classic 6 a.m. on a Saturday haircut that everyone knows about. Yeah, that's. Yeah, he had to put in his. Listen, you can't start a competition in the middle of the night when people are in bed and then be like, well, you have 2 minutes to be up and at them.
Jeez.
What the hell?
Man. So, anyway, didn't expect to talk about that this morning.
Who knew? Because we didn't expect it to happen. Well, Taylor and Brittany had a conversation this morning that I will admit I did not care for. It was just not enjoyable.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah. So Brittany wins the veto. Taylor comes to Brittany with all of the information that has been leaking out, saying that, like, look, I've been told all these things. I was really worried that you were going around proposing all these final twos with people, and basically admits that she has been feeling like Brittany has strayed from the path. And Brittany is like, hold on.
What?
How dare you?
I truly, for Brittany to be upset at anyone for sitting on information in the Big Brother house, it's just the level of hypocrisy cannot be detected.
Mm-hmm. Brittany really I'm going to condense it because, this was happening like right before this update started. Mm-hmm. So I don't have like the detailed back and forth at this time, but for a good, like at least 30 minutes, Brittany is hammering over and over, just like, I can't believe you wouldn't come to me with this. I feel so betrayed. Why wouldn't you tell me? Why would you believe Turner of all people? I've been with you for the last 64 days I would have come to you with this information. And like every time they start to leave the topic, she brings like, I just can't believe you did that though. And it just keeps going and keeps going. Eventually, they finally get past it. Taylor is going to tell Brittany, like, you will see in my diary rooms, like I was saying, even if she's lying to me, these are my people. I'm running to the end with them. This is true. She said it to the cameras at the very least. Yeah. That's one of the main talking points that Taylor has to Brittany. Brittany eventually gets over it. They start talking about what to do moving forward, because it's vital to them that Monty puts Turner on the block so that they can get Turner out. They do not want Taylor to go on the block, because if Monty puts up Taylor, they can only assume that his intention is to take her out, and Brittany can't do anything to stop Monty from evicting Taylor if Taylor goes on the block, because Turner will evict Taylor and Monty can break the tie to evict Taylor if that's what he wants to do. They talk about different arguments that they can make to Monty. They say to each other, we mean this. If he takes out Turner, we will evict Alyssa at the final four, and he will be in the final three with the two of us. If he doesn't evict Turner, then he will have to go to the final three with Turner and potentially Alyssa. Like, that's not what he wants to do. So they're talking about like how they want to pitch to Monty.
Yes, and they need to be really careful here, because I think worst case scenario would be both Brittany and Taylor really, really pushing it and then getting Monty scared about the girls all being together again.
Yes. Honestly, like when I was seeing them argue at first, I was like, this is actually perfect.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor goes to Monty and says, Brittany is so pissed at me. And convinces Monty that, like, if Taylor goes up, then Brittany will vote Taylor out. And then there's a chance that he might feel comfortable putting Turner on the block. And especially if Taylor can promise him that she will vote to keep Turner, or whatever the case may be, at the very least make it seem like Brittany and Taylor are going after each other. Now, here's the problem, because Brittany and Taylor, they're having this conversation. Everyone else is like asleep, doing their own thing. Monty's upstairs doing some stretches. And Brittany and Taylor are talking about how do we convince Monty? And they are still having that conversation right now, 8:22 on the for Big Brother time. In the meantime, Turner actually went upstairs and started talking to Monty.
Worst nightmare scenario. Taylor needed to be first up there for sure. But of course, Brittany is monopolizing her time, needing to reinforce that trust over and over again. And Monty did tell Turner that he is 100% not going up.
Yeah. Turner asked, he says, I was wondering, do I even need to pitch to you, Monty? And Monty says, you don't. You're not going up on the block. The only thing to think about is which person should go between Taylor and Alyssa. Turner pitches for Taylor to go. And this starts right when this update started. So I am now giving you truly just some cliff notes based on what I've been seeing people talking about. From what I can gather, Monty eventually started pushing back and made a case for Turner to evict Alyssa and keep Taylor. Turner, I think, agreed to it. I don't know how solid the agreement was, but we know Turner. He basically does what he's told. So I don't expect that this would change. Not that it really even matters, because as long as Monty wants to keep Taylor, Monty can keep Taylor with Brittany's vote. It would tie. Monty would break the tie to evict Alyssa and keep Taylor. But I think that what Monty wanted was for Turner to evict Alyssa so that he wouldn't have to get that blood on his hands. Mm-hmm. And I think that Turner agreed. So as of right now, according to the Monty and Turner conversation, it does appear that Taylor will be replacing Brittany and that Alyssa will still be leaving.
Yes, that's what it's looking like, but we will know more later today. There's been so much discussion about like Shields at Final Four, which like the feeds are too good. I'm not going to get up on my soapbox too much about this, but like you want the best chance to win the veto at Final Four is all that matters. So I find a lot of the conversation just like super not productive from yesterday.
Right. Now, literally, as we speak, Brittany and Taylor are heading into the HOH room. Turner is still there. I don't know if he's about to kick Turner out so that he can have a conversation with them. Them pitching together, maybe not the best idea at the moment, but but basically their pitch is going to be work with us. Now, originally, there was the idea that, like, convince him to put up Turner and maybe he doesn't want Turner to go. When he was talking to Turner, one of the things he said early on was, I can't have you leave. I need you in the game at four. This aligns with what he has said in the past regarding Turner, that he wants to make sure that he has that shield in front of him. Brittany and Taylor, I believe, are going to just straight up pitch that Turner should go, that if he puts Turner up, that they should also then vote Turner out. I think at this point, that is probably the call, given where Monty's head is at. I think Monty's head is still in the place where I was yesterday morning, where if he takes out Alyssa, he's got Brittany and Taylor gunning for Turner. He's got Turner gunning for Brittany or Taylor. The only problem there, of course, is if Turner wins that HOH, which is decently likely. At that point, he, I think, has to worry that Taylor and Brittany will turn on him at the final four, but he'll at least have Turner competing with him in the veto. If either one of them win, then he's still good. Versus if he takes Turner out, he has to trust that Brittany and Taylor will not turn on him at the final four, but he will have a better chance of winning that final four veto. Although we now know that he might not be able to compete in the final four veto if he needs to go to the bathroom first. So we got to keep that factor in as well.
Yeah, so feeds just went down because Monty said he was putting in his contact lenses and they said 30 seconds to veto and he couldn't get his contact lenses in time.
Lenses that they force him to wear because he's not allowed to wear his glasses? Like,
well, I'm sorry. So he wanted to be able to see.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, you can't play the veto. I think that there's a lot of arguments to be made that this is extra not cool. Like, even more so than if he just had to pee.
Yeah, I mean, this is has to be one of the, this whole production this season is like one of the sketchiest productions I've seen in a long time.
Like, what are they doing?
Between like what was happening in Direfest, the broken rope, the wind in Direfest for the veto competition.
When Jasmine's foot touched the ground when she won.
Well, I don't think it touched the ground personally, but
I know, but come on.
But man, this is wild. This is really just how do we prevent Monty from competing in the veto competition? Like,
and why would they want to?
It's so weird.
Because I don't even understand, from a production standpoint, A, how they can present this in a way that makes sense, and B, why they would want it.
Unfortunately, they can present it however they want. They can edit it in a way that they can edit it where, he gets a warning that he doesn't hear, and then he gets another warning, and then they get another warning, and then he gets another warning, and then eventually they're just like, unfortunately, you were completely blatantly disregarding all of our warnings, and those warnings, for all we know, it might not have even existed because it's all in the edit. Anything could happen.
You're right. But it just also doesn't even make any sense. Like, I just don't understand why, having Monty play this veto, potentially win it and have to make a tough decision is way more compelling than taking that decision out of his hands by ensuring
he won it, he just wouldn't have used it, and it would have been, I just think that it took away an easy out for him. It was very bad for his game.
Not good. And it's not good from a show perspective. It also is not good.
Mm-hmm. So either way, they're going to pitch to Monty. Let's take out Turner. If you take out Turner, we've been in a final three for a long time. We promise you it'll be us three against Alyssa. It's a done deal. We're guaranteed final three. You can trust us two and give yourself the best chance of winning at the final four, or you can trust Turner and hope that you can beat him or that you can trust him. And I think that's a decently compelling argument. I would be shocked and appalled if Brittany and Taylor didn't take out Monty at the final four. They said to themselves that they wouldn't. This is, you know, this is the Michael situation all over again last week, where it's like they can say that now, but will they actually go through with it if they have the ability to at the final four and they're looking at Monty versus Alyssa? But, you know, as of right now, they are saying that. So I will say, you know, I do believe Turner wouldn't take out Monty at this point. I think he would happily go to the final three with Monty. And especially if he's willing to take out Alyssa this week, then like, you know what I mean, I guess, especially because Brittany's competing well in these competitions. It's like, it's not that much of a difference between Alyssa, Brittany and Monty at this point for end game comps, I think, in Turner's mind. So I do think he can trust Turner. I also think he can beat Turner. So I really feel like there's not like a super wrong answer here in general. I think if I'm Monty, I do probably keep Turner. But you know, I could see it going either way. Turner now just left the HOH room, so I expect the pitch is about to happen.
Okay. Well, I feel like this is one of the first instances of true live reporting on the live feed update.
Well, I mean, I don't think we can fully, we can recap this conversation. I think they're probably about to pitch it, but, I think you're just going to have to tune in tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, for the update on whether or not Taylor and Brittany can convince Turner, or convince Monty to get Turner on the block, and then send him out. This is, as of right now, looking like Alyssa versus Turner for who would leave. But do not negate the fact that there is a lot of time left in the week for things to flip back onto Taylor.
Well, and do you think that the veto ceremony will happen on Monday as usual? Will it happen tomorrow? Will it happen today? Like, that's also information we don't know, because we were not expecting a veto to happen last night. So there's a lot of factors that could make this week a little bit different.
Yes. All right. So I think that's about what we've got for today. This was a pretty quick one. I'm trying to get through what's going on. But again, I will be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today, including what gets locked down with these nominations, the renominations. So check that out tomorrow. Of course, on Sunday, we'll have another episode. I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode with all of you. And then, of course, a podcast after that. You can also check out over on my YouTube channel some Among Us videos being posted. I've also got the Jacob Jones stream that's going to be posted over there soon as well. So check that out when you have a chance. House of the Dragon tomorrow night as well. So make sure you're keeping up with all of that. Kirsten, where can people find you?
Yes. Yeah, so every week I'm talking pop culture, celeb gossip, trending topics with Sasha Joseph over on Mess Magnets. If you want to just see if you like it, there's a video on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube right now, just talking about all of the Don't Worry Darling drama, from the conception of the movie to the possible spit at the Venice Film Festival. So you could check that out to see if you like that dynamic. Also, BoJack Horse Pod is still here, and we have started recapping Tuca and Birdie over there if you want to check that out. And I will be on Nothing But Netflix this week with Rob and Chappelle, so keep an eye out for that. Other than that, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, where I'll be playing Goose Goose Duck tomorrow as well.
All right. Well, there we go. That is what we have for you here today. Again, tune in tomorrow morning. We'll see what happens with this renom. Thank you all so much for joining us, and I will see all of you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.